How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. How's it going, my friend?
It's going great, going great. I'm enjoying this cold winter weather, looking forward to spring.
Are you guys getting a cold snap?
Kind of. It was 60 2 days ago when I woke up, and then it was snowing the next morning, so it's kind of weird.
Mm. Everything's extremes now. They've been saying on the news that are, well, tons of news podcasts that we should expect extreme weather from now on.
Is it that global warming thing?
Climate change. Let's just call it that. That's less controversial.
It's because it's climate change, and the effect of the climate changing is the fact that the globe is getting warmer.
Yes, well, that's what I maintain too. But I know that's the part that's debatable to some people. In any case, it's making quite a mess. I mean, it's some crazy weather, as you guys know, out there. My God.
Oh yeah. Since I moved to New Jersey about 2 years ago, we've been hit by two hurricanes and an earthquake and that doesn't include Sandy.
No? Oh my God.
I don't think that sense. Did.
Yeah.
It does include Sandy.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I was like, "What?" jumping right into it, we've got a few interesting things going on. It was a bit of a quiet week, to fill everyone in on. But there's a few things. One thing that I thought was really interesting is on Friday, I saw a ad, it seemed like an ad actually, a post on Google Analytics page within Google, talking about a new system called Site Apps. Now, I think it's a free third party. Must be in there somewhere in this article, but I didn't really notice it as being strictly separate. In any case, what you do is you go to siteapps.com, that's siteapps.com, and you can sign up. And as soon as you do, you can access your Google Analytics accounts, give them authorization to do so, and pick a particular profile. Once you've done that, Site Apps, apparently, and this is where I just tried it and it apparently didn't like the site I gave it, but it will analyze the data and provide you with workable tips on how to optimize your conversions and the rest of your site. Now, is it just conversions? I think so, but again, without having tested it, I can't tell you. Interesting idea, though. I mean, it's certainly ripe for the picking, this whole industry, for doing that.
So I'm looking at the Siteapps site, and it looks like there's a bunch of different types of apps you can connect to your website, not just Google. I think Google's just announcing that they've created an app for this Siteapps site. Because there's things about sharing your content on Hacker News, adding sticky notes to your site. But there are a number of them, like Google Analytics segmentation, Google Maps widgets, Google Analytics on steroids. So it's interesting. I don't think the site maps, and I could be wrong, is a Google thing. I mean, look. But Google is obviously building applications for them.
Sure. Very interesting. I'm interested to see how it's going to work. The site apps tag is not installed on your site net yet. Okay. I don't need another piece of code on my site.
Your site is code.
Yes, I know, but I don't need another piece of it. For the sake of trying it, I might just do it. But I didn't understand that was what was necessary. I thought it was just... Anyway, yeah, it's interesting, and I'm sure we'll have more to report on once we get it.
So if you go to their blog, their first article is how to add a Twitter follow button to your website. So it's definitely not specific to Google, for sure.
Apps for your website, the marketplace. So I wonder if this is just anyone, Joe Blow, can add their own. It looks like it. Top-rated apps, telephone numbers, keyword shortcuts, link. Wow.
And see, things like this kind of scare me, because if you're adding apps to your site, let's say you build a WordPress site, or you're adding, you have no idea what kind of impact these apps are going to have from a crawling perspective. And you put your SEO hat on, and the first thing I think is, what is this app going to do to my site, and how's it going to make it impossible for Google to see my content? Because, you know, some of them will.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with this kind of thing. I think the ones coming from Google, and as long as Google are promoting them, are probably going to be okay. But if you get crazy, you could definitely do harm.
Well, for example, and it's free, but for example, one of the apps is called Google Analytics on Steroids, and it's by a company called Digital Cube. It offers, and it's free, plugin, form tracking, download tracking, and max scroll tracking, outbound link tracking, download tracking, YouTube and video tracking. It's Vimeo. I mean, what do they do with that info? Is there any way for them to collect it? Is there anything that they get out of this? You'd think there would be.
Oh, you know they're collecting all that info.
Yeah, actually, there's a warning here. It says this app has external dependencies hosted by developer. So obviously they're getting data.
Yeah.
People really have to be careful these days. You never know what you're going to get yourself into.
And you listen to some dumb radio show, and they give you this tip for this place, and you got to...
go check it out. Try it out. Oh, wait, don't. In any case, it's you don't normally see Google talking about someone else's system, so they must find it impressive to some degree at least.
Yeah, it gives it a little bit of credibility.
Well, the next thing is, and I put together this retinue today, so that's why John is quiet. I've stymied him. But you have lots to say about this next one, and that is about Google bombing. Now, what is a Google bomb? How would you describe that for us, John?
Google bombing is when it's a linking technique to assign authority to a page where the page shouldn't have authority for that term. The most famous example.
That's debatable, especially in this example you read to provide.
Yeah, that's true. So the best example was the whitehouse.gov site, George Bush's homepage when he was president. Somebody started this Google bomb, and it took off, and a bunch of people linked to the whitehouse.gov website with the term miserable failure. So at some point, when you searched for miserable failure, George Bush's page on whitehouse.gov showed up as the number one ranking. The term did not appear on the site anywhere because, well, they wouldn't say that about him, but just by having the anchor text in the link, the amount of linkages they built with that term, they were able to get number one ranking. And that's basically what Google bombing is, to send a bunch of authority to a page about a topic that doesn't really relate to that page via links.
Right. Well, thank you. So in this example, my colleague Scott, who's co-host of the show when John hasn't been available, he essentially, we got contacted by a company. It was an adult network, and we don't do adult stuff, but the person had an interesting issue where they were quite certain that there had been some hacking going on and that it was influencing someone's site. In other words, a competitor was using hacking to get ahead. And we thought, well, this is too good to be true. We got to look this up. So we did. And we posted an article on it on the site on stepforth.com. But it's essentially what's happening. Now, who knows? Is this a virus? Is this a hack? They're both doing the same thing no matter what. But somehow these websites are being manipulated so that code is changed within the CSS. In other words, it's behind the scenes. And that code adds a link to their site, to this person's website, and for adult keywords. And as a result, in just a short time, 50,000 links popped up out of nowhere. And the site now has top rankings. In fact, according to Scott today, the site has four of the top rankings for these phrases, which, you know, it wasn't there before. So talking about unethical.
There's actually a name for that, Ross. The name for that kind of technique is called link injections. And that's been a spammer hacker tool for a while now. Depending on which content management system you're using, like WordPress, link injection hacks used to be a problem with WordPress a long time ago. If maybe someone's found a new vulnerability, but that's one of the things they look for and do security updates for quite a bit. I don't know. Did you know what CMS this site was running on?
No, I'm afraid I can't ask Scott right now either. He's not on.
But. Yeah. A lot of the link injection kind of hacks are really tied to specific content management systems or server vulnerabilities. So if you do some searching on link injections, you'll find a lot of information about this. It's been around for a while.
True. But it does. What really interested us was how it worked. It still worked. I mean, come on. How long has Google known about this? It shouldn't be this easy to manipulate.
There was actually an article out this week, and I'll look and see if I can find it and link to it, about someone was talking about is link authority going away?
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been saying for a while now, yes, it's going away.
Yeah, I think we've said it a few times in the show, in fact.
But this is an example of that. No, it still works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, especially when it's overwhelming, I guess. I don't know. It was disappointing, to say the least. I mean, come on. It's not like it was subtle either. 50,000 links in no time flat. Adult phrase. Same site. Anyway, disappointing. But it's interesting. He's got some interesting stats on there. We don't tell anyone what the site is and et cetera, because frankly, we just don't have any interest in any of the fallout that could come from it. We just wanted to point out what happened.
You don't want to link to porn sites? Come on.
That too doesn't help. on that note, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, got some news on Bing.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Aim clear. This is how you sell with social.
Have you tried to do CPA conversions using social PPC and failed? You're not alone. These days, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube require true specialists
to dominate. Aim clear. The agency
brings definitive psychographic targeting,
bleeding edge creative,
and killer content amplification to the social advertising table.
Aim clear. This is how you sell with social. Aim clear. This is how you sell with social.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Feng Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Feng Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world. Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sort with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers and join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So, Bing. Now, this is a special one for my Canadian pals here. I think I alluded to it or even talked about it in a previous episode, but it's finally up on our website is a walkthrough tutorial on how to get listed in Bing Canada for Canadians, because yes, my American friends, we were ignored for many, many years. Shock, I know.
Rightly so, but go ahead.
Oh, dear. I do have his address, people. Yes, Canadians. Call me. As I said in the article, they didn't do anything that particularly impressed me, the engineers, as much as I bugged the hell out of them, but what they did essentially was partner up with Nokia Prime Place. And Nokia, and this is good actually, because Nokia has a far larger grasp on the entire network. They bought Navtech 5 years ago, and Navtech creates the or provides the software and maps for many automotive dashboards.
Okay.
And as a result, by entering your company into Nokia's Prime Place network, you not only get into Bing, but you also get into these other networks, and you know that's a huge bonus. So,
I know the major local databases, like the InfoUSA and the Axiom database and Localease database, a lot of those databases provide data to the GPS mapping system for cars as well. Mm-hmm. Is that different in Canada? Do you guys? You probably don't get InfoUSA is probably not. Is there such a thing as Info Canada? Do you have different databases?
Maybe. I don't actually own a system like that, so I don't know. I've used TomTom before, but that's the limit of my experience. I do know that these were on BMWs, et cetera, et cetera. This Navtech is providing data for people all around or places all around the world. So it's certainly not limited to Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, it's including, you know, by doing this partnership, they added a massive list of countries that now Bing is able to get content for. So it's a very smart move. There's no question about it. And for Canadians, it's wonderful because now we can not only add our business, but we can go through a full process, just like Google, where you get the postcard, verifying your address. You can edit, you know, customize your profiles, add images, et cetera, which is the kind of functionality we only had with Google. This is a big help. So
do you think that other countries are having the same types of issues Canada is as far as local search goes? This is kind of interesting because I haven't done a lot of local search outside of the U.S. So, you know, there's some very specific things. For example, you get in these certain databases to get your NAP, name, address, phone number, citations distributed, you know, the same across many, many different third-party sites. And I guess I didn't think about it from the perspective of outside the country. So you're saying you don't have NAP distribution databases that you submit to for local search on the local search side that would be picked up by Bing and Google, because Bing and Google pick up the ones that we submit to.
Technically, we do. The yellow pages, if you've got a white listing there, apparently it'll show up, but it's been far from accurate and responsive. And as well, if you paid for a listing in yellow pages, which is, in my opinion, exorbitant, and I would never recommend it, but if you do, you can apparently get injected into the same databases that Bing uses, because Bing was, at that point, this is about, well, 2009 is when I wrote my first article slamming the hell out of Bing for this. And if you wanted to add anything, it said added, like if I went to bing.ca, it said listings by yellowpages.ca. So that was the only way to in. It was totally shut door, because Yellow Pages, they'll just hold their ransom if you want to get in there. It's crazy. So this has been a welcome change.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Now, Axiom and stuff you can get into, I understand, but I never saw immediate or even, yeah, any time. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a site actually get in there from Canada. But then again, I'm not exactly doing this on a daily basis, this Canadian stuff. So,
yeah. Interesting. Just something to think about. International local search is a completely different game, apparently.
Yeah. So before we get to the next part here, let's take a quick break and we'll get that over with. And we'll wrap up the show with a couple questions and a little info on Google image search.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Looking for a white-label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, Google Images, there's been some changes, haven't there?
Yeah, they just, well, if you consider redesigning the entire thing changes, sure. They've revamped the entire thing, and there's good things and bad things about it, but I'm liking it personally. I like some of the new features, and I don't think that it's any better algorithmically. It's like finding images, but some of the things once you get some images that you can do are pretty neat.
Yeah, like one of the things that we tried, like for example, just to give you an idea, like I used the search doctor because I knew that there'd be obviously a lot of images, and it would probably be repetitiously used. So I do that, and I pick any image, click on it. It opens a dark box, sort of moves the page around and opens a dark box. So there's no longer a website showing up behind it. It says Doctor, the Birthing Lady, in this case, this is the picture. And if I want to, I can visit the page, view the original image, or image details. And what I love, this is so cool, is if you click on image details, you'll go right to all the incidences of that exact same picture being used online. So Google is, I knew they had to have been doing this for a while, but it's the first clear example of image recognition, at least image pattern recognition. They're not, they can't say, hey, this person, let's see other pictures of this person, but it's this exact image they can tell. And it's neat. I mean, it's a little creepy too, but it's neat.
And you mentioned something briefly, but I think it has a big impact, where the website the image comes from no longer appears behind the image. So it used to be when you blow up an image, they would load the website the image came from behind it, and then you could click to go to that website. What happened was when they stopped loading the website behind it, people are no longer seeing that traffic, because that was actually appearing as traffic from Google because it was actually loading the website. Well, a lot of people are complaining that they're losing traffic because of the new image search,
well, and
the new design.
Do you know for sure that that was counting as a visit, or is it because that the chance for people to click through to their site based on the image?
It loaded in your browser. It was behind the image, but it loaded in your browser, so it had to count as a visit.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if they used the cache or not.
No, I'm pretty sure that it was the image.
Okay. I mean, because either way, it isn't good for businesses, because at least, even let's say the worst case scenario was using, or best case scenario, was using the cache. Mm-hmm. Even then, you were able to see what was behind it, the picture, and it might have alerted you into the site. Now there's not even that option.
So it's definitely keeping people on Google more and longer, which is what Google wants. But there are people complaining about it for sure, because they're actually saying, hey, look, here's the proof. Here's my links. We're losing image search traffic since this launched.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm afraid it's, we all hear it enough, but it's just yet another step down the path to the dark side. These people. Yeah.
So if you're seeing, if you see your image search traffic dropping all of a sudden, I think it was a week or so ago when they launched this,
mm-hmm.
that's probably part of the reason is because of the redesign of Google image search.
Well, I wonder how high a quality that traffic was when it came in anyway.
Very true. It probably wasn't the best quality. But it's still nice to show your boss, look at all this traffic we're getting.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's going to force people to be a little more honest. For once, that may be perhaps a good side to one of Google's moves.
Damn, Google making us tell the truth.
Bastards. Okay. Now we've got a question here from, is this right? Greenhaven Aegis?
That's the name.
All right.
This is from our Google Plus community.
Ah, okay.
So it could be kind of anything.
All right, lead away here.
Oh, so he was asking about Craigslist. And we did a show last fall that he mentions that we mentioned that Craigslist links were no-follow links. He's got a friend who's at an RV dealership, and they were putting some of their products on Craigslist. Doing a search on RV sales in their city to see how they're ranking, the Craigslist listing category comes up in the top three on Google. Is this a change to Craigslist or what? And you said it earlier, Ross, when we were talking about this question, is I don't think what he's talking about is actually connected to nofollow. Do you?
No, it seems like he thinks nofollow is like a no index, because right. The pages would be indexed. Heck, even with nofollow, they'd still be indexed.
Yeah. Now, if his friend's RV dealership was showing up in the top three, that could be an indicator that those links might be helping his friend's RV dealership. But he's saying the actual Craigslist, and that just shows that Craigslist has a ton of authority for that term, not necessarily his friend's RV sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in short, unless you want to provide some more clarity, that sounds like it's just a misinterpretation. So at this point that's correct. And that will happen on a regular basis. You should see Craigslist categories coming up.
Yeah. Maybe his friend is linking to the Craigslist postings from his site and giving Craigslist's deeper category, a little more authority locally. That could easily help that small RV sales category on Craigslist do better on a local search, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that question. The next one's from Michael Sassaman. He says, hello all. Does anybody here use SEO Profiler and Magic Submitter? And he essentially asks us for some advice on that. What was your response there, John?
My response is run as fast as you can. Don't look back. I actually looked at, I was talking mainly about the Magic Submitter. This was, again, was a post on our Google Plus community, and we had a good conversation happen around this on there that you can read, but I thought we'd bring it up on the show too. And I went and looked at the Magic Submitter, and it was basically one of those tools that I can't believe people still use. It basically spins articles, promises hundreds of links within a day. It's just one of those things that I'm like, this is going to get you in trouble. This is going to get you really, really in trouble if you use something like this. So basically we told him, please, please don't use it. Stop using it if you are. And now you looked at the SEO Profiler one he mentioned. I didn't look too close at that, Ross. What do you think of that one?
I'm actually, as we talked in earlier shows, pretty interested in finding a good program I can use to do some of our ranking tracking and such, and trying to find the most affordable alternative. And looking at SEO Profiler, I actually had looked at it before. Of course, I looked at it with different eyes now. It had, how do we put it? Most of it was good, but it did mention, and this is where I just went, kind of turned me off, automatic submission.
Automatic submission to spam.
Yeah, automatically submit your site to search engines. This site has not either been updated, or the people behind it are not updated. So I mean, not to put a finer note, I mean, they got some interesting stuff there, but that was a little spooky.
Does Google still have that page where you could submit your site to be crawled? Remember, like 4 or 5 years ago, there was a page you could go to Google and put your URL, hit the button, and say you've submitted your site to Google. Do they even have that page anymore?
Oh, here it is.
It's still there?
Not really. I just clicked on submit your content is a page on Google.
Can we Google bomb it with the term total piece of crap?
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Website owner, submit your content. Web, add your URL. There you are.
Oh my gosh, they just need to take that down. So here's why it's useless to do this. Just to make sure everybody understands, it's completely useless. You can add your URL to Google, but if Google hasn't already crawled and found your URL, you're not going to get ranked, because you can put it in their system all you want. But if there's not links, if they haven't crawled and found other people linking to you, you're not going to be put in the index with any kind of reliability at all. So, sure, waste your time and submit it directly to them. But it's much better to build links and have it found by the engines via their crawlers.
Yeah, just as a final note here on this this show is, the funny thing on this page is it shows add your URL, rich snippets, which is good, webmaster tools, good again, videos through YouTube, upload and distribute. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a good page. It gives people an overview of what they can do. The add your URL, it's probably just a kind of a joke, even at Google. They're like, oh, well, we better keep it going just for those people who want to still do it. It saves people from asking questions.
All right.
Bet that's what it is.
It reduces their support costs.
Yes. Oh, dear. Well, that was a trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Exactly. I'm really, really surprised that page still exists.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Remember, you can catch us anytime on our ask questions anytime, anyway. We're not there 24/7, I'm sorry. On Google Plus, our community there, just type in SEO 101, do a search, you'll find us there. Also on facebook.com/SEO101podcast, you can find us and leave your questions there, and we'll try and get to them on the next show. And we air every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. So we hope to catch you then, and have a fantastic week.
Great. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.